as you'll hear that, it's 5:07 a.m. and I've just finished the 4 a.m. project. Between 4 and 5, walking around Clandidno taking photos. And this time, Anthony Woodhouse from Twitter and living in Clandidno came down and joined me on the prom, taking a few snaps of the world at 4 a.m. It was AJC 1973 last year. That was Alex. This time, it's Anthony joining Andrew on the prom and going out, taking a few snaps along the frontier, going to the pier, going on the street, the Clarence to the town hall, and then back to Mostyn Street. A few snaps around there. Really good, actually. It's now getting really light. It was dark earlier. He's just driving off now, waving as he goes. And I'm stood on the prom doing this. But yeah, it's getting really light now. You can see the sun starting to rise over there in the sea. It will rise about 6-ish. Moon has already risen. A bit late, really. Should be earlier in the evening. And it looks really good. This is the world at 4 a.m. This is what the 4 a.m. Is what it looks like and what people should see, because it's totally different. There's nobody about. I mean, the sea is noisy. I'll give it that. It could shut up for a bit. And the seagulls. Oh, God, they can shush as well. But no, it's just enjoying the freedom, the tranquility, essentially. It is quiet out here when you're not right by the sea. It is enjoyable to be able to walk around at this time, no one around, and have the glorious souls of North Wales Police drive past you slowly a few times, stop and wonder what you're doing, but not actually bother you. That's what I call progress. You can see the gas platform just out there and the windmills. Yeah, they're not wind turbines, they're windmills. And there's the moon poking up between the clouds. It is clearing at the wrong time of day. It should have cleared earlier. We've got the moon on the bay. That would have been amazing. But now, if you've never done the 4am project before, go to the Flickr group 4am. It's at 4am project on Twitter. 4am project is on Facebook. Search for it on Flickr, on the tag 4am project, and the groups 4am project, and I think there's probably a user 4am project as well. And just see what you can find about it. Search the images, see what the world looks like at 4am. Maybe they've been near where you live as well. I love this thing. It's so good to be able to get up nice and early and just take pictures. Or, as is my case, not go to bed until really late and take nicer pictures and ruin my sleeping pattern for a week. But it's quite fun. And I do enjoy it. So yeah, I'm going to stop recording this now because I'm starting to waffle. And go edit these pictures, send them over to the news desk, and then go to sleep.